And it's a beautiful day out at the seaplane base here at AirVenture 2014. Jaymon G, we're on the fly, and this is the last show of the week. I can't believe how fast this week has gone. It's just unbelievable. I was just here with you, Paul Seehafer, on Saturday a week ago, and man, look at it now. Here we are.
It's like it was a whirlwind.
Paul Seehafer is, of course, the chairman of the seaplane base. How's it gone this year? Here we've had a whole week to reflect.
This has been probably one of the most extreme weeks that I recall in seaplane base history. The beginning of the week, we had a lot of rough water, which is the equivalent of putting rock piles down the middle of a runway.
You said 5-foot waves or something.
Yeah. Well, we had one storm that made 5-foot waves on Lake Winnebago. But the early part of the week, we had a lot of swells, maybe 2-foot of waves, and it's questionable at that point. That's even worse sometimes. You know, you can't land in a 5-foot wave, but you might be able to land in a 1-foot wave. But when it hits 2 feet, we somewhat make jokes about it. Well, it might have gone from being just maybe a little bit like questionable to bending airplanes.
Right.
And we don't want to bend airplanes. We certainly don't want any safety issues. So that's a really hard part to manage and communicate with the people coming in. But we have provisions for alternate places for pilots to land. Then it's like the week, just as it continued on, actually got better. The wind started to calm. We had a few storms that came up here and there. However, as the week went on, it just got really nice. And today it's absolutely gorgeous here at the seaplane base. A lot of flying. Those waters that were so rough, when they're calm, these guys go. Right now, we're over 550 operations, being a takeoff and landing.
Wow. That's significant for the sea base.
Yeah, we've had a great turnout. We're at about 120 seaplanes between what comes into the airport and what comes into the seaplane base. Some go back and forth on a daily basis. So good turnout, very good turnout.
Well, on the way over here from the studios, driving out past the main gate is our route here. And the turnstiles were full to the road and across the road. People were waiting in the parking lot to get into the line to get tickets today on the main base for the Thunderbird show today.
Well, that's phenomenal.
I've never seen that on this time of the day on a Saturday. It's just crazy. So, and we're seeing it here, which is great. Tell us a little bit about some activities over here that you've had, and do a little a bumper for your little social event this evening.
Oh, sure. Well, I'd like to tell people first about, you know, we like a lot of wind, water, and airplane noise out here. And we've had a lot of really neat airplanes. We've had a Waco Cabanon floats come in. We've got a beautiful air cam that looks like it belongs in the Bahamas with this paint scheme. Two brand new Aviat Husky amphibs on Whip Air floats. A Turbo Beaver, a Caravan or two, a Ronca sedan, a 195 Cessna, all polished out. We also have the MVP aircraft here. We have the Sea Rays flying all week, and the Icon people have come out to visit me to talk about bringing their aircraft here for demo flights next year.
That'd be great.
And I guess just a lot of different airplanes and a lot of flying going on. What's the neat thing about the seaplane base is pilots can come here with their airplanes, and if they have friends that stop by, they take them out flying. And they leave the area in general. We don't want to have too much activity right here in the bay. But Lake Winnebago is a beautiful place to fly off of, and we're so fortunate to have this beautiful facility. Incidentally, for anybody who doesn't know, this is a 1 week out of the year seaplane base that is a privately owned property by the Vetti and Bluss families, with a very, very gracious arrangement made with EA for the use of this property.
Yeah, and that is very generous of them to do that year after year after year here at the seaplane base here at Oshkosh. So we were just discussing these waves, and see, this is a whole different aspect where, you know, up at the main runways at Oshkosh, you know, you have winds to deal with, you have weather to deal with, but of course, the pilots on land plane, they don't have to worry about conditions. Of course, they're always going to keep the runways clear at Oshkosh. That's a very big concern for a pilot flying here. What's he going to have when he gets here in a float plane?
Well, in some regards, this might be the easiest way to come to the Oshkosh Air Show is to fly a seaplane into the seaplane base. But you do have to live with the fact that the water can change conditions. And that is what makes seaplane flying so different than operating off of an airport, where the runway is always flat and consistent. But seaplane pilots are kind of their own breed. They learn how to read the water. They look at things on the shoreline. They look at any flags they see on people's docks and whatever they can, streaks in the water. And in reality, it's a different kind of flying, because when you're in the middle of nowhere, a lot of people fly into Canada, Alaska. We don't have the ability to rely on somebody telling us what the conditions are. We have to figure that out for ourselves. And but once you do it, it really gives you the adventure, spirit. It's just a different kind of flying. And I think that's what makes seaplane pilots so passionate about their activity.
You know, Paul, this is one of my favorite venues of the week, and I always save it for this Saturday because there's always a nice crowd out here on Saturday. They've been waiting all week, and they make some time on Saturday before the show or what have you to come out here. Mm-hmm. So it's always a little busy. Of course, we're always worn out.
Aren't we? Yes.
Since it's the end of the week. But it's such a great place to unwind, and your Watermelon Social is just the ticket for that.
The Watermelon Social is our seaplane base event of the week. We traditionally sell about 750 tickets. Actually, we've limited it to 750 tickets. It's a Watermelon Social. We have pulled pork sandwiches and coleslaw and beans and of course, watermelon. And we also have, adult beverages. And you get a really nice glass mug. That event is sponsored by Whip Air. And the commemorative mugs are something that a lot of people covet. I just had somebody tell me their unfortunate situation where they lost their house recently in a house fire. And one of the things that they really were concerned about was losing their Watermelon Social mug collection.
Oh, no.
So we're gonna see if we can round up a collection through the volunteers and the people around here to replace their collection of dated Watermelon Social mugs.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Well, we have our ways.
You keep some archives here.
We keep archives.
So you've got some other activities out here for folks if they want to come to the sea base. You've got boat rides, correct? Harbor rides?
Yes. We have pontoon boat rides that actually weave in and out of the rows of the airplanes, the seaplanes parked out there. The seaplanes are moored on moorings, so you can get up and close. It's a perfect photo opportunity. I think the best part of the ride is typically the people that are running the boats. We've got some very witty guys that work as volunteers. It's pure entertainment sometimes, but it's just a nice way to relax and get out in the get out to the seaplane base all along the water where it's a little bit cooler and on the grounds it's shadier. It's the whole place is just a beautiful piece of property.
And you do have vendors and concessions out here. You've got a nice food concession right here that's open till 5. During the day, with a significant choice of foods, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Not tonight, of course, but normally they'll have dinner as well. And then you have a camping area here for seaplane base folks to camp, as well as Dennis Hicklin down here every year with his beautiful shirts that he brings from Seattle, Washington. What else? What am I missing?
Well, I think that we have manufacturers of floats. We have Aeroset and Whip Air. We have Lake and Air pilot accessories, primarily for the seaplane community. We have aircraft vendors. We have MVP. We have Sea Ray. We have Claymar Floats.
MVP. Let's talk about MVP. That's a new one, isn't it?
MVP is a new design that is currently in the process, but they have their, as I understand it, it's a 70% prototype on display here on the grounds. If I recall this correctly, they were awarded the Innovative Aircraft of the Year award from EA, and it's really a unique airplane as it's designed to be a light sport amphibian, part of the Rotax 912, and two seats, but with extremely interesting features. You can put a hammock between the tail and the cabin of the airplane. It's actually designed for that, to hold that weight. It is designed to walk around. It opens up to make a fishing platform and a camper. And even more interesting about that design is the two people that started that concept, and now obviously have brought a lot of other people into the fold, are two volunteers here at the seaplane base. And one night we were talking, and they said, you know, this airplane basically was created around the campfire here at the seaplane base in concept.
No kidding. On a napkin probably or something.
Yeah, I think probably more in one of their heads more than anything. But anyhow, I'm honored that we can have that sort of thing. The Icon was a little bit the same way. We engaged in some of that just as a group of people here that would like to see aircraft be designed that can advance the sport. And this year was particularly interesting for me because I was a little bit concerned. All these airplanes are going to be competing with one another. But you know what? They're all working together. They've identified that they each have their own niches, and they're inviting each other to their own dinners, things like that. And that's a really neat thing. That's part of the community because it's small.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds very much like community.
Yes, and I think that is very typical of the community. And it's impressive to me because they're all friends.
Yeah, that's great. Well, everyone out here is friends. You guys socialize together. You live together out here for a week. It's a very cool community. And you have visitors come see you every day, and then they leave.
Yeah, I have to say that we have a lot of friends. We have a little button that you'll probably see around the airport. It has our logo on it, and it says that, you know, I've got friends at sea bases. And what we're trying to promote by doing that is just telling people that, you know, the seaplane base is EA's seaplane base. And as part of your membership, you really need to get out here and see it, because we like to think of it as EA's crown jewel. And I think EA is very proud of their seaplane base. We can't handle huge crowds, but everybody that can should try to come out and see what their membership brings them.
Okay, Paul, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, you've got some cool people lined up for us to talk to, including your wife, which will
be... That's right.
That'll be fun. All right, we're going to take a break. J-Munchie on the fly out at the Seaplane Base. You're listening to EAA Radio.